Washington Heights. Okay, we start. Okay.
Nasıl ben işim? İşme. Şakız.
What?
I was like, nasıl ben işme de fark? İşme.
Okay. So last week we discussed the Isser of eating before davening. So today we're going to discuss the Isser of Asiyas Tzrachav Chafatzav Kodim Shis Pala. As a person wants to do something, go take his clothing to the dry cleaners or something like that, or is he allowed to do that before davening? So the verse says, Amar of eating. Ba'oven Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shien, also lo la'odim lasos chafotzov kodim shispal. That a person was not allowed to do his chafotzim, any of his private needs that he needs to do for himself, before tefillah. Shenema tzedek lefon of yehelech. So let's see Rashi. Amar Avidi Baravin Amar Avitzcha Bashin also Lodom Lasset Chafotz of Kolm Shispal. Said Tfiloshot Samatzdikul Barov Hada Vyosim Pomel of Darke Chafotzov. So it says Tzedek Lafana. First you have to do the Tzedek, the davening. That's what's Matzdikul Libaro. And then you go in your own way, vayasim pa'amav, you do what you need for yourself. Amar of Idi bar Ovin, Amar of Yitzchak bar Shion, Kalam Spalo v'chakach yotzei l'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lo chafotzov. Shenem et tzedek l'fon of Yeholach, v'yosim l'fon l'derech pa'amav. So that's the Gemara over here. Okay. So if you take a look, that's one Gemara. That's on Yudalit. But there's another Gemara on Chesem at Beis in Brachas on page 2. Tanya Abba Bin Yobin Oymer. Al shnei devarim hayisi mitzdayal kol yomai. The two things that I always went out of my way to be medaktik. Al tfilosi shetei lifnei mitosi. That his tfila should be lifnei mitosi. We'll have to see what that means. Val mitosi shetei nesuna bein tzofen ledorim. And that his bed should be bein tzofen ledorim. So what's this idea? And Rashi says, "Bein tzofen l'dorim, roishon margalosei azela tzofen v'zela dorim, v'yemei shashchina b'mizrach o'b'marav lichanochon l'hesev derech tashmish l'ruchos acheres." Okay. So that's. But what's this mitosi? Val tfilosi today l'fnei mitosi. May l'fnei mitosi. Ilei ma l'fnei mitosi mamish. As he davens right by his bed. Kipshuto. V'emar Rav Yudah Marav, Itemar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Minayim L'mispal Shaloyei Dover Chotzeitz Beino Levein Hakir. That when you daven, there shouldn't be anything interrupting between yourself and the wall. Shenema V'yosef Chitzchiyo Ponev Alakir V'yispal. So he's not so fakert. You're not supposed to daven L'fnei Bitosi. Because if your bed is between you and the kir, that's a hefsik. Lotem lefnei mitosi el ema somuch lemitosi. First, hey, somuch lemitosi, Zok Rashi. Kol yamay nisharti shalasas malocha vashalasak batorak shamanati malasak ashe ekra kriyashim of his pala. So it's the same thing. Somuch lemitosi, as soon as I get out of bed, the first thing I do is I daven. So that's when he's somuch lemitosi.
Not somuch lemitosi meaning in space wise, but in hashkafa wise.
Yeah. Right. In other words, as soon as I get up, not that I'm davening by next to my bed physically, but it means that as soon as I get up, that's the first thing I do. And that's similar to the other sugya that we learned before, that it's there's an Isser Atzias Chafotzov Chorna Betfilo. Let's see, Rashi perish a few lumod. So also lumod kodem tefila. Okay.
It's taken?
It's taken for you.
Thank you.
So what we're discussing today is the isser of a siest chafotz of kodem tefila. Meaning that when you get up in the morning, you're not supposed to go to the dry cleaners and to bring your suit in, to do this, to do that. First thing, you're supposed to daven. Right? That's the Gemara on Yudal and Amaralf. Reb Shimshon. He says, Kol ha-mispalel osur lodom losos chafotz of kodim shispalel. That's Yudal and Amaralf. Right? Then there's another Gemara on Chesem et Beis that says, that Abba Ben Yomin says, Kol yomai al tefilosi shetei lifnei mitosi. So the Gemara says somuch l'mitosi. So Rashi teaches that means that my tefillah shouldn't be next to my bed. So what does that mean? My tefillah should be next to my bed. It means I should daven by your bed. No, it means as soon as you get up from your bed, the first thing you should do is go to daven. So it's a similar thing. You shouldn't be involved in other things between getting out of bed and. Yeah. And that's what Tosis says also. El Ema Somach Lamitosi. Shaloya Osa Malocha Achis Pal. Virashi Pir Shafilo Lilmod. Shosu Lilmod Konam Tfilo.
Okay, Ela.
Here, look at Rashi. Somach Lamitosi. Call your mate Shalosos Malocha Vishalosok Betoira. So Rashi says even Lilmod. Because it's. It's not samach. Rashi pirsha fil lulmod shosu lulmod konam tefilah. V'yadati menole. He says he doesn't know where Rashi got that from, because the other sugi is mashma only asiyas chafotzov. It's mashma egen azachen that you need for yourself, but learning. And what about? Then chor you have to. Vispal, Krishma Vispal. Not even other things.
And
Chassidim Rishon Ho Yishon Shachas. So that's Tzorech HaTfilah. That's Hachana. That's Tzorech HaTfilah.
Not learning. Just like standing doing nothing. Just to prepare themselves.
Right. Whatever you need to prepare yourself, that's like the Hemshech, the Tchil HaScholos HaTfilah. But if you're going to do something else, that's felt in Somuch L'mitasi. But learning is interesting. He says learning not that way. Learning, according to Rashi, is not a proper thing, according to Rashi. Tosis is... Yeah. I don't know, Chassidish Sfarim or...
Depends why you learn.
Why you learn.
Why you learn.
Oh, okay. Well, right.
Lishma is not a problem.
What?
Lishma is not a problem.
The
problem is
right.
His own business.
Yeah.
Well,
but then he says that he has a taina on Rashi because he has a beferish gemara that's mashi you can learn before davening. Well, right. The show lil makodem del kaman perik sheni amrinan the rav makdim umashi yodim vorech umasli perke. So Rav and Makdim, Moshe Yodi Washington Varch Masni Pirke. See, would Masni Pirke means he would learn, or maybe even teach. He would Masni Pirke. Vikar Kriyishma, he matters man Kriyishma. So you see, that Rav would learn before davening. Mm-hmm. So that's Tosis Tain on Rashi. That what does he mean to say that you can't even learn? So maybe talking to Machlokas Hasugis. Because Poshup Shah, we'll see from the Gro, whatever Rashi's getting this from, is he says, Somuch L'mitosi. So that means that has to be the first priority. Not learning, not anything else, but Somuch L'mitosi is davening. Kriyishma Tfilah. Okay, we'll have to see. Oh. So let's take a look in the Gemara and Megillah now, on Daf Chav Gimel. Man Tana Lhada Tana Beyontif Ma'achin Lovo Memorin Lotzis. The Shaila is, you make this money to feel in a shul. So is Yontif, should you daven earlier on Yontif or later on Yontif than Shabbos or than weekday? So the Gemara says that on Yontif is Ma'achin Lovo. Ma'achin Lovo U Memorin Lotzis on Yontif. Biyom Kippur, Memorin Lovo, Ba'achin Lotzis, Ubishabis, Memorin Lovo, Memorin Lotzis. Let's see Rashi. It was on Yontif, Biyontif, Ma'achin Lovo, Lebeis HaKnesses, Tzorach, Letroach, Betsudus Yontif, Kach Befurish, Masach HaSoifrim. That you daven later, Yontif morning, because people are busy preparing the Suda.
A lot more chanas then. They have to be maybe the shech the animal in the morning. And
okay, let's just do a quick chazara. So we're learning here. Last week we learned the isser of eating before davening, right? So today we're learning the isser of asiyas chafotzov kodem atfilah. So as a person wants to chves, go to the bring his suit to the dry cleaner before davening. So the Gemara says on Daf Yudal and Amar Aleph that. That Amar Avidi Barov and Amar Av Yitzchak also lo odim lasos chafotz of kodim sheispal. That is an issur to asiyas chafotz of kodim sheispal. So that's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara on Brachas Hayamid Beis, where the Gemara says that Abba Binyamin on page 2, that Abba Binyamin says al shnei devarim ha'isi mitzdar kol yimei kol yoma. Al two things, he went out of his way to be medactic. Al tfilosi shetei lifnei mitosi, val mitosi shetei nesuna ben tzofen ledorum. So what does it mean, al tfilosi shetei lifnei mitosi, ilay lifnei mitosi mamish? Does it mean you should daven by your bed? It can't be. V'amar Yehuda Maravi Tamer Ramshur Belevi, minayin libspal shalaye dover chotzeitz, beino levein akir. So what does it mean? Shenema v'yosef chizkiel panav alakir v'yispal luteima lifnei mitasi el eima somuch l'mitasi. Means that as soon as he gets out of bed, he's going to daven right away. That the tefillah should be somuch l'mitasi doesn't mean physically near the bed, but it means when you get up from bed, you shouldn't do other things. And look at Rashi. Somuch l'mitasi kol yemein ishati shalosas belocha v'sholulasak b'torah. Even Lasak Batara, Zokdrashi, he wouldn't do Kshamanati Mimitosi Acha Ekra Kriyashma Vespala. And Tosha says a taina. Tosha says he doesn't understand. Rashi Pirashafil Lumarosa. But he says Veloyadati Minole, and he says that he has a Graya Fakert, because the Gemara says the Rav Maktim Umashi Yode, Umavarech, Umasni Pirke. The Kara Kriyashma, so he's Masni Pirkei. He would teach. He would learn the Parak, the Gemara, the Mishnayis, whatever far davening. But Rashi holds that this Gemara holds Somuch L'mitasi means that the davening has to be the first thing. The question is, Zman Kriyashma say he has another 3 hours for Zman Kriyashma.
But
now the question is he allowed to do other things before davening? So we had the first Gemara in Yudal and Amud Aleph says also lasos chafotz of kodim sheispal. Then this Gemara has another thing which is a similar idea that the tefillah has to be somuch lemitosi. And what does that mean? It means that right after you get out of bed, you shouldn't, according to Rashi, means you shouldn't learn, you shouldn't do anything, right? Kriyat Shema Utfil.
Who says that in the morning? Maybe you talk to him at night.
Because Samach Lamitasi Lchar means.
Just before he goes to bed.
where do I see from here that it means in the morning?
Yeah. So Ema Samuch Lamitasi. That's how the Rishonim them.
Oh, according to Rashi, Samuch Lamitasi, they want to say that Shiloh Lasset Batoyk Shamaditim Lamitasi.
Right. Yeah. Means he didn't do anything, he didn't do malacha, he didn't learn even, until he davens. That should be the first thing in the day. Well, so now we're learning the Gemara in Megillah, on page 3, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Man tana l'hadu tana b'yontuf ma'achrin lovo u'memorin lotzes. But in yontuf, we come to shul late.
It's talking about
by
night or by day?
By day. Memorin lotzes, but we leave shul early. By Yom Kippur, memorin lovo, we come early, u'ma'achrin lotzes. U'b'shabbos, memorin lovo, u'memorin lotzes. So, says Rashi, b'yontav ma'achrin lovo, le'beis ha'knesses, she'tzorech le'troach b'sudus yontav. So Rashi says an unbelievable thing. That the reason why people, that they were koveya the zman of tefillah in yontif morning later, because people were busy involved preparing the meal before davening.
So how do you say that?
So you see that they were doing this before davening. And this Rashi, he says he gets it from Masechet Sofrim. So let's see in Masechet Sofrim, on page 4. That on Shabbos they would be makdim to say kriya shema kivasikim imanetzach chama. Ma'achron lotzeis k'dei sheishmu perish shel haseder. Aval b'yontiv ma'achron lovo shein tzrichin lasakin machal shel yoim.
Okay,
but the thing that we're being oimin in is the ma'achin lovo. So you see here that there's an inyan that you could prepare the suda before Shabbos, before Shachris. So the Aruch HaShulchan, take a look on page 18. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. It says, Uposhet hu d'davka chafotzav osor.
Right.
Only your chafotzim. Aval cheftzei shamayim mutarim. To lo mi boy less of tztoka or mitzvah cheres. So you want to go around, you're collecting tztoka before shachris. You know, like the chassidim, they go from shul to shul. Who knows whether they davened yet, they didn't daven yet. To do a mitzvah cheres. Al afilo hochin tzorchei Shabbos, be'erv Shabbos. V'tzorche yontif b'yontif. The mitam ze omru b'megillah, the b'yontif machron lovo l'beis ha'knesses. V'hei mefurish m'sech ha'soifrim. V'hei kosv u'gedolei ha'achroinim. So he says, the gedolei ha'achroinim. Take a look, he quotes the Pre-Chodesh. Page 16, look in the Pre-Chodesh. V'od amrin in Maseches Megillah, you see the Pre-Chodesh on page 16 where the arrow is. B'yontiv machron lovo marim latzeis, Because of Rashi, Biyontav Machron Lovel Lebeis HaKneshes, Shetzorach Letroch Lesudas Yontav. Humikan Yeismach Lamashinogi Mitzas Anoshim Liknos Tzorche Shabbos Baboker Kodim Tefillah. Because they would go, I guess the Mokum that was in Erev, they would go get, you know, it's not like, you know, in the old days, the Cholent, well, people didn't have their own oven. Like my grandmother called it, there was a baker, a communal bakery. That's my grandmother told me.
It's not the old days, I remember
20
years ago.
Okay.
Europe, not here.
Right, not here. I mean, here it was like 50 years ago. Yeah. Mikan Yeshmach Lamashinogi Mixas Anoshim Liknos Tzorche Shabbos Baboiker Korum Tfila.
Could be Friday though.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Friday, right. Yeah, it could be Friday, right. But they would, so in other words, they could do it Korum Tfila. Right, Friday, you're right. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos, right. Yeah, it can't be. Liknos, nice. So the Amrina Perk Hayakore. Also, lots of chafotzev kodesh spell mashma dafka chafotzev. Who'd also hachefze shemaim v'talmotor bechlal mutter. V'ayim mashkoz of leil v'achi naktina. But it's against Rashi, because Rashi learned. It's funny because the question is how do you be miyashiv Rashi? Because Rashi in Megillah says ma'achrin because they used to do tzorchei suda before. Yeah, but Rashi in Brochus says that it's also even to daven. So if you want to say it's a heter of chefetz shemayim is mutter, so then daven then should be mutter to learn also.
This is for you.
So why is Rashi matir sorche tzuda and the ass is learning?
Because maybe for the katzibur, a kehil, or a family, it's something else. If for yourself, your own learning can't be so.
Yeah. So maybe the stam is like this. It needs to be a tzorech. It's time to do a mitzvah if there's really not a tzorech is also not right. So, who said, why do you have to learn now before davening? Why do you have to learn? Learn a different time. You should learn now, it's not right. But for tzorech suda, what are you going to come home from shul and everyone's hungry?
Shouldn't be
so then prepare the suda already before davening. Mm-hmm. This way, when they come home, it's already ready to eat.
Maybe. Not a lot of fast. So,
yeah.
If you prepare the
food
for them,
you're not going to
have any blood for Chatzos. Right. Also, a Taina. What's the meaning for Me'achin Lo Me'marin Lotzos? What is the Me'marin Lotzos?
Yeah, so.
Me'achin
Lo Me'marin Lotzos.
That's what you have to prepare the.
So he says, Me'marin Lotzos is Mishum Simchas Yontif.
Well, they daven quicker.
Mishum Simchas Yontif. You don't want to keep people in shul too long. So Mishum Simchas Yontif, it's Memar and Lotzis.
In the morning, in the
Shachris. In other words, shul shouldn't go so long.
Yeah. No, not
the end of the Yontif, right. So, Machron Lovo, you come later. You start the davening later on Yontif, he says, but you should end it earlier. So you have to be a little quicker.
Nice lit shadaman.
Well. Now, if you take a look for a second. You see, what does our Gemara say? Go back on Yudala Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar of Idi bar Oven Amar of Yitzchak bar Shion, also lo odem latzos chafotzov kodim shispal. Right? This is of Asiyas chafotzov. But if you look in the Rosh and some other Rishonim on page 7, they have a different girsa. Look at the riff first, page 8. Even clearer in the riff. Page 8 in the riff. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shion Osur Lo'odom Lotzeis Laderach Kodim Sheispal. It says a different word. It doesn't say Osur Lo'odom Lotzeis Chafotzov Kodim Sheispal. It's osur l'odom lotzeis laderech kodim sheispal. You want to travel someplace, so it's not right to travel and then daven. Say you want to travel to the mountains. So you say you'll start off in Brooklyn. Face you'll daven shachris in Muncie. It's already Zman Tefillah. So it's not right for you to go from Brooklyn to Muncie and then say, you know, I'll get the minyan in the minyan factory in Muncie. Okay. And then I'll go from Muncie to the mountains.
Can you leave before the
Allah is then that? Oh, so that's, we'll see. But let's say you left. So there is a, so the Rif learns that the Gemara wasn't speaking about Osir Lasos Afchatz of Kodem HaTefillah. The Gemara, the Girsa they have, is Osir Lodem Lotzei Sladerach Kodem Sheispal. But Chafotzov, that doesn't say that. So Amr of Yitzchak Bar Shin also lodem lotzeis laderach kodim sheispal. Sheinem a tzaddik lefonov yiholach v'yosim laderach po'omav. First tzaddik lefonov, that's the davening, the Yitzchak is atzmo. Yeah. Amr of Yitzchak Bar Ovin kolam ispal v'chachay yotzei laderach HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lo chafotzov. Sheinem a tzaddik lefonov yiholach v'yosim laderach po'omav. And that's now that's the gears of the rush also. Look on page 7. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shin, also lo odom lotzes la derech kodim she ispal. Shem not tzadech lefon v'holach. Ravidi kol bispal v'chari yotzi la derech lo shol chon serech hafotz. So the rush also had this gears. So the girsa we have is not the girsa of many Rishonim. Right? Many Rishonim, the girsa is also Lotzeis Laderech, not also Lasos Chafotzos. And if you look at the Rambam, also, look at the Rambam, page 9, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Also, lo la'odam sheyitom klum, o sheyase malacha me'ach sha'ala alomor hashachar ad shispal tefilas shachris. So here he mentions eating or yase malacha. V'chein lo yashkim lepesach haver lishol b'shloimo. Kodim sheispal tefilas shachris, v'lo yoytzei b'derech kodim sheispal. So
he's got both gears.
He has both. So the question is, how does he have both? B'chara, if the gears is derech, then where does he know malacha from? And if it's chafotzov, where does he know derech from?
Eilu ve'eilu.
Right, you can't have both gears. Mm-hmm. So the Rambam has both halachas. The iser of sias malacha. And then the Isser of Yetzir L'Derech. So if you take a look in the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda, on page 10, so he wants to say Peshat here. Because what does it say? Let's see what it says before we look in the Tzlach. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Let's look just before. No. It doesn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lo Chafotzov. It means, no, that derech is saying it's only in Issa derech. It's if you listen to Chazal and you don't go in the derech, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha.
You're not supposed to do the derech either. Even according to our way, the first way is to pay. You shouldn't do the pay, so you're not allowed to. And if you don't go to the derech either, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. So you shouldn't do the derech either.
Kol b'spal v'chari yotzei l'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also l'chafatzos. Is that just a brach or is that an isser? Any?
Definitely shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's
an isser. Look in the Shulchan Aruch how it says it on page 14. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Peites Gimel. Also lo lisasek b'tzrachov o leilich l'derecha tshispal tefil shmonesrei. So it says lisasek b'tzrachov o leilich b'derech. He has both. So the question is, so what's the makor? What's the makor? So take a look in the tzlach. He says, Harif v'harosh garsi also lo l'odom lotzes l'aderech kodim shispal. Ufigir sosim tzorech lo b'shagam b'divrei v'yabyoina amar v'zeira. The next memra havu garsi kol yotze l'aderech kodim shispal. Shere alze masi kud ravidi. Ufigir sosim lo huskor yisr asiyah v'yetziyah l'aderech. In other words, according to these Rishonim, the Isser in the Gemara is only Yisir Laderech. Aval Sias Chafotzim lo Hiskir Klal. Omnam Hiskir Asias Melocha, aval lo lomadze midivir Ashiyan, rak midivir Ava Ben Yom. So you know what he says? It's Lach. He says it could be like this: if you have the girsa of the derech, how do you know asiyas melacha? Mm-hmm. You know where? From the other gemara, samoch lemitoso. Because if you're gonna do melacha before davening, then the tefillah is not gonna be samoch. So he wants to say that that's the pshat. Okay. That if you hold the girsa of derech, that there's an iser alicha lederech. That chafotzav you learn from the other gemara. Of Abba Ben Yomin, it has to be Somoch Lemitosi. Of a low lomad zeb midivre Ashiyan, rach midivre Abba Ben Yomin, Leel, perakamad of Hamad base, shetay tzviloso Somoch Lemitoso.
Even according to
those? Yeah. The Gamarosh, because of Sham, perish shalo yase melocha. By tzviloso Somoch Lemitoso. Lachain ledas hakesem mishasham shorosh lamsov zolzol osha yase melacha perakai yakor also lasos chafotzov. So the kesef mishnah, when he teaches the Rambam, how does he know asiyah melacha? So he teaches because based on the Gemara of brachas yudalit. So the tzlach has a taina on the kesef mishnah that the Rambam lachora had the gears of derech. So asiyah melacha is not from brachas yudalit; it's from brachas. Hey! So he has a taina on the Kesef Mishnah, he says. He says, Lo dok! V'lo sam olev, shagir sezu nidches laharif l'arambam l'arosh. That according to Rambam, the Rambam Rosh, the Gemara never says, Osur lasos asiyas chafotzov. The Gemara says what? Osur lotzos l'derech. Hayim ad mona yotim shav. L'chein isur asiyas chafotzov. After his kur b'tur v'shulchan aruch sim pei test b'li choylik, he says even though asiyas chafotzov is brought down in the tour in the shulchan aruch without any choylik, l'daiti shlosha chamorei oylam v'amudei apoiskim lo uskimu l'zeh. Why? We just said it's from the Gemara Daf Hei. So he says no, del detu igal meim the dafka o malocha kapir abe ben yomin. Shudover shaltircha, v'ikolam shuche, aval shan chafotzim lekev kupeda. In other words, if you say the girsa is chafotzov, then anything. But he says if the girsa is somech lemitosi, so maybe that's a din dafke in melacha, because melacha means you're gonna. Doesn't mean turning on the light. That type of melacha means that the chveis, a project or something that could go on for some time. So it could be, you just have to take your suit to the cleaner. So that's a 1, 2, 3 thing. So if it's an Isra Asiyas Chafotzov, so then Taka, that would be Osir. But if it's only a din in Asiyas Melacha, So then only Dover that's going to take time to drop your suit off at the cleaner takes 2 seconds.
When he says Amud of Lahis Kimel is that, what's he referring to?
So in other words, he's saying like this. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's an Isserwat. The Rambam says Derech and Malacha.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I understand. Because Derech is from Brachas Yudalit and Malacha is from Hey. The only thing is, the Shulchan Aruch says Tzrochav, which is Chafotzav, and Leilech Laderech. So he has a Taina on the Shulchan Aruch. Because he says, because the Mishnah is the Shulchan Aruch. He has a Taina on the Mishnah in the Shulchan Aruch. Mehechi Taisi, that there's an Isser, once you have the Girsa of Derech, then the other thing you're going to learn from Samach Lamitosi, so maybe that's only Malacha, like the Rambam says, because that's Shteir Samach Lamitosi. Malacha takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But who says that, according to those Rishonim, there's an Isser Asiyas Chatzvatsa Beklal? Maybe if I want to go, on the way, I go pick up some groceries, you know, there's a little supermarket there that takes two minutes. I go in, I buy a coffee, I buy some orange juice, I put in my pekala, and I go to shul. So that's Asiyas Chafotzov, but it's not Malacha.
Mm-hmm.
So the Shulchan Aruch asks Asiyas Chafotzov. So the Tzlach says, Mehechi Taisi, the Shulchan Aruch had a right to say that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the Rishonim had the Girsa what? Derech. So if they have the Girsa of Derech, So where do they learn anything else? From Somach Lamitosi. So if it's a din of Somach Lamitosi, Ken Zayin, it's only an Issa Malacha, because that's a Dover Hashan Nimshach. But Asiyah Chafotzav, that doesn't take time, maybe that doesn't shter Somach Lamitosi. So the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin's Derech, and doesn't say Derech and Malacha. That's good, that's the Rambam. But Derech, Asiyah Chafotzav, that he says, it doesn't work.
Maybe that's right, yeah. Asiyas Tzrochav is from Daf Yidalit, and Derech is from Bav Yomim. There has to be Samach Lamitosi.
It's not Mestaber, because the Mestaber, if they say Derech, probably they had that Lashon in the Gemara. You could say it has Samach Lamitosi, since we know that there was a Girsa like that, and we know the Rosh Beferish said that Girsa, and the Rif Beferish, and the Rambam usually goes with the Rif. So Mestama, the Rambam had that. So the Rambam, he says, is Oiskeveilach. Because the Rambam has the gears of what? Derech. And then he says Malacha. He doesn't say Asiyah V'chafotzah. Because that he gets from Abba Ben Yamin. And that's it. So he says, He tainas on the Shulchan Aruch. And maybe he says, all these Rishonim who say Derech, maybe it's only therefore Derech and Malacha. Like the Rambam says. But Asiyah V'chafotzah, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like that. Mm-hmm. He says, "Ladudu ikalim meim bedavka malacha kabir Rabbi Ben Yomim shudava shel tircha fi ikalim shuche aval shacha fotzim like a kveda." But he says, "No, who am I? Chavu pikein ladina yeshlachem kafi psacha shulchan aruch." He says, "You know, I want to say what I want to say, but bottom line is the shulchan aruch was machmir that derech and chafotzov, even if it's not malacha."
How do we define malacha?
Malacha means like what he said, like doing something like a project, doing something that's going to take time. That it's shaykh, that you go, you take your suit to the cleaner, that's going to take 2 seconds to drop it off. But you do something that could be something that takes time, that's malacha.
You do business that takes 2 seconds, but you still
2 seconds, that's asiyas chafotzav, that's okay. But malacha is something. So you're starting with the hoses and your field, the wedding. You know, in Zman Chazal, they were agricultural people, so they could start plowing the field and things like that. It could take all the time. Today, it means like what you said. It means you start doing something like a project that's going to be a whole ASIC. That could take an hour, 2 hours, whatever. So that's Taka Watsasu. But maybe just Tam Asiyas Chafotzav not. Afal became the dini yeshlach mekifi psacha shulchan aruch kevin shalagirsa shlofaneinu adover mefurish begemara leisa, because our girsa in shas is chafotzov, that's what we have in our talmud. Well, girsa arif harosh harambam afshe enu mefurish leisa. Even if you want to say it's not mefurish leisa, mikom okom gam leheter lo nisparish. Vegam divrei Abba Ben Yomim sheitetz filosu somach lemitosu mashma shalav shebusum dover. So it could be that it means even something very clean, kleinekeit. Ein lozus mit psacha shulchan aruch. So in the end, they ain't losers b'psaka shulchan aruch. So therefore, you shouldn't go in the derech. Yeah. So if Chavez, you want to go to the mountains. So Sunday morning, you want to go to the mountains. Chavez, so you can't say I'm going to drive from here to Muncie. I'll get a minion in Muncie, and then I'll continue my way. That's neged hadin to do such a thing. Yeah, right. So let's see, there's a Truma Sadeshin. There's a Truma Sadeshin. On page 5. It says, what's the din if somebody maybe just says brachas and then goes on the derech? Is that good enough? Maybe you could say, he's at least chalapochas, he says some brachas, brachas ha-shachar, brachas ha-toira, and then he goes in the derech, and then in the middle of the derech, he'll find the minion. Is that okay? So he says, amashkim v'oimer brachas v'shvachas, ha-borach sh'omar, v'chozul l'beisov, v'otzol tzrocha v'chafotzov, shaper ka'ovid olav. Meaning, it's shaper ka'ovid, even though it's before Shmon Esrei, at least he says brachas. So at least he said something. Is that a good heter? So he says, Tshuva, Yira Dolo Shapir Ka'ovit. It's not good. The Garcina Perakaya Koyre, also Lodom Shayasa Chafots of Kodin Jispalel, Utvam Tfila Muskeris Betalmud, Utfila Shmon Esrei. Not just to say, Shanosan Lasach Vivino. In Kain, Lo Yoyo Masha Oma Brachos Visishbachos. He's saying by Birkas Kriyashma. So if he's holding by Birkas Kriyashma, it means he already said brachas already, and yet still there's an Isser. So you see that saying the brachas is not good enough. Unless you daven Shmon Esrei, then you could do. Fashi ilo kapidi and elshe yomer brachas of his brachas konam sees chafotzov. He came my parach mehad the shol mein aprokim. The hosam korcha kvar omar cholapochas Birkas yotzer or. Find the brachas of his brachas tuva. So you see from there, al korcha de davka at tefila shmon esrei kabdina. Ki de mashra al loshan ay she yispal, vayinu tefila stam shebe Talmud. But look further down. First word on the line is she yispal. Hakaman de milsi, omnom. See where it says omnom? Last word on the line is re'isi. Last word on the line is re'isi. Omnom re'isi rabim Hamidaktakim, Shahayu Nimnoim Lalechas Litzorchem, Shachris, Achayu Nichnosim, Betchil, Besachneses, Loma Brochos, Fisisprochos, but not Shmon Esrei. Vachaka Hayuhochil Litzorchem, Anna Vaana, before Shmon Esrei. Those way were makel to say this. Vanir Lanias Daiti Lefum Dina de Talmuda Kosafti. But I write what I've. In other words, he says there were many people, like Rabbi Halpert said. See, the same people he sought also. That they would say brachas, and then they would go on to do their tzrochim, and then they would get the Shmon Esrei. So he says, Rabbim Hamadaktakim would do that. So he thinks it's wrong. But Rabbim Hamadaktakim would be falozen that if they said Shiras v'sish brachas, they said already, Shanosa nasach vivino, Asher brachar bonu, all the brachas, brachas hashachar, then there's what to rely on. This is what to rely on.
Surely,
Right. So the Trumas Hadeshin holds that Meikir Adin. He said he quotes that the people did it. Yeah, but we'll see. So as we'll see, Rav Ozda is going to point out. L'chora, you see, but he doesn't want it. He's not doing it for the davening. He's doing it because he has to go to right. So he's not doing it. So, l'chora, as Rabbi, we'll see, Rav Ozda points out, it's all toloy and what Yikir Kavan is. Take a look first in the Shulchan Aruch. Page 14. He says, "Oser lo lisasek b'tzrochov, o leilach l'derchat sheitzpal tfil shmon esri." Yeah. He says, "Hagav yesh makilin l'achar sh'omru miktas brachos, kodim sh'omru baruch sh'omar, v'tov l'achmir b'zeh." In other words, he quotes this Trumas Hadesh, Yesh Mekilin, Lacha Sh'amru Mikzas Brachos. Even though the Trumas... Mikzas Brachos, Kodesh Sh'amru Baruch Sh'amar. Yeah, but he said, the Birchus HaShachar, so Yesh Mekilin, V'tov L'Hachmir B'zeh. So there's a piece here, so he, wants to, Rav Benzion Vosner, he has a piece here in the Or Yisrael on page 19. Where he shries on this heter. Here. He says, Yesh listapek, al dvar mashenogim rabim, lotzeis ledarkam, ola vodosam, Hasmach sheishpalu achakach beis hanesia.
Like all those buses that leave.
Oh, achash yagilum chof schepsam. In other words, you work in Manhattan. So, you live in Brooklyn, you work in Manhattan. So, are you allowed to travel to Manhattan and daven in Manhattan? Well, we say that's not right. That's going on the derech. That's mamish on the derech. Or asiyas chafotzav, cholopox. Him nochel asus kein. Yesh lechalik bezeh bein shachas lemincho marv. So he quotes the whole Gemara.
Okay, if he left before his Mantefila.
Well, we're not talking about it. We're talking about that he left even after this Mantefila.
He used to be for years.
Yeah.
They have even that safe to turn on. Yeah. Shach is not really.
Yeah.
So he's telling us that you shouldn't rely on this Hagah in Shulchan Aruch.
On page 20, last paragraph on the right side. The Yinei Kol HaMayen Tzadik Imtza Techor Divrei Hagah Halolo Okochi Efshar to be Pumi the Ramah Yot. He wants to claim that maybe it's not even the Ramah. The Hech Efshar Shah Ramah Yati Kula B'dovish HaMikor B'Trumas Hadeshin V'U Ma'atzman Posach V'Siyim B'Gnus HaNogim King. Okay, maybe you could tie in on that. He's saying the Mekor is the Trumas Hadeshin. Says it's not right. So now the Ramah saying it's okay? No, but I think the Pshat is, that maybe Rabbi Berger said like this, that Trumas Hadesh calls them the Medaktikim. He doesn't...
Where do they take it from?
So they take it from that since you said some Shpachos...
He passed according to the Shas.
Right.
That's mashma from the Trumas Hadeshin's words.
Yeah, so he thinks that what?
That it's
Pashup Pshat is us.
Pashup Pshat is us. That's as much as the Trumas Hadeshin's words.
He says there are Medaktikim that do like this, but Lafiani has died to Kasafti, that's not right. So he's bothered, Rav Osner. Why is the Ramak quoting a Kula de Keshita that comes from the Tumas Hadesh, and he himself doesn't like it? So it means that, but he still gives them a chash. He doesn't totally shtuch them. He says the medaktikim. He doesn't like, because of the lav shapir avdi lasos dover hanogi the Talmud mefurish. Don't sagi birkas haTorah. It means she's pal dafke shmoy nesrei. That's the pashup shah. Kodim sheikhtim shalom l'chaveiro. Kodim sheyetzel aderech vatsiyas chafotzov. So therefore he says, Chenevino gudvar pasha the base yoysi dake Moshe. So he says that this, and apparently in certain Shulchan Aruchs it doesn't say Hagah there. In our Shulchan Aruch, like Berg would have said Hagah. Sometimes you have the Ksav, this Ksav Ramah, but it doesn't say Hagah. Steve Stoff spoke about this. He says, Milvadze kol ikir loshen Hagos HaShulchan Aruch, on the left, page 20, second paragraph. So in our Shulchan Aruch it does say, right? Apparently, certain Shulchan Aruchs it didn't say Hagah over there. Chen hevi daitem rak b'muzger. Shazel os shadvarm elu lav haramach kosvam. For ametzam aloshim v'yesh mekil and zaru muzer to tamal atzmacha mihay mekim el halalo. Who are the mekil? Even the Aruch Haschaim only says it in Sheila Shalom, etc. Well, lechrol lefnei chaver. Although she acted with Pisco to go on the derech, he says. So the mekilim are those medaktikim in the Truma Sedeshin. So he can't be soivel that.
My question is, if he'll daven beforehand, he won't be able to daven and make enough, because if every minute that he's davening, he's gonna get he's gonna be 20 minutes behind the rush hour.
Right.
So that's the status. Get the before the rush. How's that Kevin Davin and via Mensch?
Right.
It could be the reason why he's traveling is he should be able to Davin, not that he's Davin that he should be able to travel.
Right. Right. So the Shaila is that a heter or not? It's not a heter or not.
Else Kavana. You want it's hard to concentrate if you. Yeah, you know that you have to rush.
Right? You have to rush, right. So he would say that if you're going against the. Better have less kavanah and not go against the Dina de Gemara. I guess that's a question of your approach to these type of things. Right?
I guess this was his psak tag.
It's interesting, the Kloisenberger has an unbelievable tshuva in the Divrei Yatziv. The Shaila is... Now this, like Rabbi Berger says, against Minhag Yisrael. Mamish against Minhag Yisrael, what he wants to say. He says, say you have a bris mila, you live here in West Side, you have a bris mila in Queens. So most people, they have the bris mila, they'll daven in Queens with the minyan. They're not going to daven here first and then go to the bris mila in Queens. They'll just go to the daven chakras there. So he telling us that it's not so pashut you can do that. It's not so pashut because you're going to the derech, kona matfila. So some say
it's not
Dvar Mitzvah. So he tainis that who says Dvar Mitzvah is a heter for Derech. Maybe Dvar Mitzvah is only heter for Chafotzov. But Derech might be a separate issue. That's what he tainis in the Aruch HaShulchan, page 24. Huzemi kol ana lo yadati minayin lo, you remember the Aruch HaShulchan we did. That minayin lo nabal Aruch HaShulchan digam lo tzeis la Derech le Dvar Mitzvah mutter. The Luzka Zerakla Inyan Liknos Sarche Shabbos. That Sias Chafotzov was only about Liknos. That's a separate Isser. Derech is a totally different thing, so maybe Derech Stam is Isser. And you know what he says? Who says that's called the Dvar Mitzvah?
The actual dominant.
No, that you should be at this guy's bris. What is that Dvar Mitzvah?
It's no different if you daven in the Hafen.
Why?
Why is to go there for the bris, to daven there with the bris in order to go to the bris? Even if you do want to say it's a Dvar Mitzvah.
Right, so he's saying he's saying you want to tell me that it's mutter to do the, so mehechi taisi, that's called a dvar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a difference if he was invited or if it was just a notification?
So he talks about that. Shavada enu b'chlal anid b'msochem. Shemuel says. So this is not minig Yisrael. What he's saying, minig Yisrael. You have a bris, even though you live in you live in Brooklyn, you live in Borough Park, yeah, and you have a bris in the West Side, you have a bris in Muncie. So people will see, but that's better, as someone pointed out, Rav Ozner points out. So that's better, Rav Ozner points out, because over there, your Ika Kavana to go there is for davening. You're not going there for your own srachav. So Ika Kavanah is to go for the bris for davening. So that can Zion is okay. Not like what the Kloisenberg was saying. But the people who are going for work, they're going from the Manhattan to Muncie, and they're going to daven Ersht in Muncie. And so then, why are they going to Muncie? They're going to Muncie to daven. They're going to work. Happen to be, they'll daven where they work. But that's not why they're going to Muncie. The person who's going to the bris is going because he's going for davening there. So that's... Right. He wouldn't go. Right, so that's what the Kloisenberger Tainus. That's what the Kloisenberger Tainus. Maybe there's no heter. But so Minig Yisrael is to make up by the bris. So the Shaila is, if we make up by the bris, okay, then we can make up by work, or work is...
According to Kloisenberger, it would be a problem to go to the other end of town also.
I don't know. It's not a derech when you're in the same place. You want to go from Borough Park to Flappish. You want to go from Borough Park to Flappish. You have a bris in Flappish. So I don't think even he would say that that's called a derech. That's not a derech. You don't even say tefillah's a derech.
The point is from that because of this.
No, but okay. But at least over there, you go on a highway, Chveis. I'm not saying you say from Manhattan to Queens, but I'm just saying you go on a highway. You go on a Chveis.
No, that's a derech.
When you go,
when you walk out of the house in the morning,
you say tefillah's a derech. Okay.
I think it's a
derech. Yeah. So he says Rav Ozner on page, the bottom of page 21. It depends what your Ika Kavana is. He says the Chorus should be told him what your Ika Kavana is. On the bottom, he says, Mikol Mokam Nira Da'atkan Lo Osu El In Ika Kavanosu Eina Elu Lagir Limchoz Chavtsu V'derech Agav Yispal Shom. Is that your Kavana? The bottom of page 21, the left bottom where the arrow is. Three lines from the bottom of the left side, page 21. So... He said, "Kol mokum nigra akan lo osru, ikar kavanosu el lagi lebchos cheftzo." You want to go to Muncie to work there? That's your ikar kavana. Derech agav yispal shom. He says that's osru. Oh, al eim haderech. Mash enkein. A mashkin motzeis l'tzorch tefila. He get kigun bartzeinu akdoshes shadovah shachiyach sharbei ba'echenu b'nei Yisrael. Mispanisim b'tochei Yisrael. Mashkin mekum kedei l'spal. Shpach siach mokum rina eitzel akoysel maravi. She wanted to daven by the koysol. She loses shechina misham. Umashki mispalim rabo beer akeres. After derech agav yosi misham gam ledarko. Michal she machshavos nikeres mitoch maso she yotzi gam letfila. That was he happens to work in Yerushalayim, but he wants to daven by the koysol. So he says that's what. Well, I think he's being also the case of the Kloisenberger when muda bezel misham kobus ein hu nosel lefamim lespala. That was how do you know? It was. What's the litmus test? Is if sometimes you would go there just to daven, like some, so that shows that that's considered like you're going to daven. In other words, you never just go to Muncie Stam to daven. You don't go to Muncie Stam to daven. You can daven to Borough Park. We don't go to Muncie Stam to daven. A Yid from Borough Park is not going to go to Muncie to Stam to daven. But some people will go to the Kaisel just Stam to daven. So then, Then you could say it. So even though you live in Tel Aviv, you want to daven in the Kosel and you work there, so maybe there's what to talk about. I think what he's saying also, the bris case. But stam to be make, so Lemaisa, he says the oilam is soimich on the fact that they, at least they say some brachas. They say the brachas. So he doesn't like that heter because the Truma Sadeshin himself rejected that heter.
So also, there's no, who is the Makilin? There's no.
Right, so the Pashas is the Mekilin or the Medaktakim that he quotes, even though he disagrees with them. So he could say that, like Rabbi Berg was saying, that the Ramah Avopikain is Machshiv, those Medaktakim. And he said, no, but the Truma Sadeshin says they're wrong. But he didn't say it so. Kasafti. You know, he didn't clap them over the head.
So Stamta Daven means that a person would regularly go to Daven. Wouldn't be like if a person is going to. Going to Brooklyn, some they go to Lando's, they go to Shem Shabbos.
Yeah, you want to daven. You live in Manhattan, you work in Brooklyn, so you're going to daven in the Landau Stiebel, and then go to work. So he says it's not right.
But if you stand like it would,
you would say probably about daven be yichidus. Like everybody said, maybe.
But if
daven
is part of your work,
yeah.
People,
like, you know, they said that they miss a minion here and they have to have a few cottage. And they have to go to Bar Park now. They have no other place to go. So
the question
is that, is that okay? Well, should they daven
Bichidus
and then you can go and say
Kaddish? What about Mincha Ma'ariv? He said, is it knowing for Mincha Ma'ariv as well? Do we hold, do we machbid for any other tefillahs or just for Shacharis? For mincha, like, you know, you want to catch mincha.
They can catch it by working.
Yeah.
And the thing is also, like, with that...
Does he say here, by mincha, most of this discussion is about chakras.
But if a person would daven mincha ma'ariv in, like, a place that they would be in Brooklyn, and they would
so
daven places, that yeah. considered, like, a place that you would go to daven anyway. Because
yeah.
that time of day, you're there. You're there
yeah, so come twice. There's a Gemara. The two Gemaras. The Gemara about Asiyas Chafotzov and the Gemara about Somach Lemitosui. And they're two pshatim in Rishonim. What's the girsa? Is the girsa chafotzov or is it derech? And if it's derech, then what's pshat in the other gemara? Is it dafke malacha or is it any chafotzov? And then the only shayla is it the trumas hadeshen? Is there a heter of brachas before or brachas not? And is it a heter for bris? Is it a heter for parnasa? All these shaylas. So. It's not so poshut that these things. Medina de Gemara, it's not poshut at all. The big tzad to say, as someone said, there's a big tzad to say that it's maybe even better to daven b'yichidus than do daven later when you did a derech. It's not so poshut. Might be
davening on the way.
It's also you going on the derech. You're already on the derech. The mice of people are makel. Yeah, the plane, you can miss the plane. If the Shiara doesn't want to wait, that's another thing. If the Shiara doesn't want to wait, then the poskim to speak about the Bach
then
and all this. Then. Yeah, we can talk about it. Okay. Everyone should have a good Yontif, a good Yor, a Kabbalah Satoira, and we should continue learning the Hasmada Rabbah. Or Yisrael is a Kovitz and comes out in Muncie.
Muncie.
Oberlander puts it out.
Oberlander.
Yeah.